This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Trump White House isn't getting help from the Badger State when it comes to one big issue. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform.
The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear the case of Wisconsin parents who want to challenge a school district in Eau Claire's guidance for supporting transgender students. The parents argued the school district's policy violated constitutional protections for parental rights and religious freedom. The Supreme Court let the appellate court's ruling dismissing the case stand. The lower court said the policy hasn't directly impacted the parents nor their children, so the suit has no standing. The body of a 65-year-old man was recovered from the Kewaunee River yesterday. Kewaunee County Sheriff's received a call just before 5:30 a.m. that a man had gone ice fishing Sunday but had not returned. Officials found his vehicle and equipment near the river and recovered his body late Monday morning. Officials remind anglers that the ice is very unpredictable right now, and no ice is safe ice. Meanwhile, in Suamico yesterday afternoon, emergency crews responded to an ice rescue at Bayside Road. The man walked onto the ice to fish but broke through. When crews arrived, they did hear him calling for help, but by the time they reached the man, he was unresponsive. Life-saving measures were used, and the man was taken to the hospital, where his condition is currently unknown. One of the biggest health stories over the last year or two has been the use of semaglutides for weight loss. Demand just keeps rising, and now with a huge investment and the addition of hundreds of new jobs, Wisconsin will be helping to fill that demand. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin.
Two people are in custody after a car crashed into a home in Grand Chute on Monday afternoon. The accident happened when an officer attempted a traffic stop. The vehicle failed to stop and fled. The driver lost control, left the road, and crashed into the garage of a home on West Capitol Drive. Two people then fled on foot, but were arrested a few blocks away. Both were injured and were taken to the hospital for treatment. No one was inside the home at the time of the accident, so thankfully there were no injuries there. Several other homes were also damaged by flying debris. Former Green Bay Packers wide receiver Donald Driver is teaming up with Cousin Subs to benefit Children's Wisconsin's Fox Valley Hospital. For every sub sandwich sold in the Fox Valley locations from now through December 12th, the Driven to Deliver Cheer campaign will donate 80 cents to be used to purchase toys for children in need. Driver himself will deliver the toys to the hospital. This is the third year of the campaign. For a list of participating locations, see our story at WGBW.FM. The Packers Heritage Trail Monument is gone. Monday morning, crews removed the statues, photos, and pavers from the monument near the corner of Adams and Washington Streets. A part of downtown Green Bay since 2013, the monument was moved to make way for an 8-story, 268-unit luxury apartment building. The city of Green Bay paid over $109,000 to disassemble the monument. Packers Heritage Trail has yet to determine its new location. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has passed away. Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strzuski's funeral will be Saturday at Conrad Bellman Funeral Homes in Oshkosh, with visitation starting at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. The Badgers starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week three, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willy Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. If you don't know who Dick Van Dyke is, here is a perfect opportunity to learn. Just Google his name or Coldplay All My Love. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin sings and plays the piano while the legendary Dick Van Dyke, star of the Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Poppins, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, sings and dances while reflecting on his 98-year-old life. Great little video if you're looking to practice gratitude and want to be entertained. Keira Knightley says the iconic cue card scene in Love Actually was creepy. The actress was just 17 at the time and supposed to be married to Chiwetel Ejiofor, who was 10 years older than her, and it was Andrew Lincoln, even older, who shows up at her door trying to woo her with cue cards. The scene is being looked at now as stalkerish. True, yeah. But also, how do you cast an underage 17-year-old as a newlywed? This season, be sure to check out Love Predatorially. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.